Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, February 1st, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The Chaffee Housing Authority has put its housing ballot question survey online. The housing ballot issue survey, which was approved at its January 18th regular meeting, is designed to get feedback from Chaffee County residents on their responses to a couple of different tax proposals, which would be aimed at building a fund for a 10-year plan for affordable housing in the county to be administered by the CHA. The survey lays out the different options that the CHA wishes to test for a potential ballot question in the November 2024 election, beginning with whether voters prefer a sales tax or a property tax. It moves on to an option for respondents to give their preferences on whether they would vote for a smaller sales or property tax. Voter education information on affordable housing issues will also be part of the survey. The CHA has made no final decisions on whether or not they might put a workforce housing question on the ballot. Beginning Thursday, February 1st to Monday, February 19th, some voters and residents will receive a text message on their cell phone or electronic device inviting them to participate in the survey. The text will have the Chaffee Housing Authority logo at the top. And according to a CHA press release sent out earlier this week, you can also access the survey by visiting the Chaffee Housing Authority homepage at www.chaffeehousingauthority.org and clicking on the Housing Ballot Measures Survey button. You must be at least 18 years old and a resident of Chaffee County to take the survey. Visionary Broadband, a provider of high-speed internet service to communities in the rural West, including in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, has been tentatively awarded two grants totaling $9.1 million. The grants will allow Visionary to build out high-speed internet service to nearly 2,400 users in Colorado's Chaffee and Archuleta counties. The grant awards are from the first of two massive federal infrastructure pots earmarked for broadband funding. In Colorado, Governor Jared Polis created the Advanced Colorado Broadband Initiative. Grant awards will flow out from this fund. Visionary has pinpointed 2,344 users in and around Buena Vista and Pagosa Springs who suffer from slow or no internet service at all, referred to as underserved and unserved. In Chaffee County, 1,310 homes and businesses in Buena Vista and Nathrop were identified as underserved and unserved. In Archuleta County, 1,034 users in Pagosa Springs were identified. The Colorado Projects Fund grant is intended to give those users access to high-speed, reliable internet service. And on Wednesday, January 25th, members of the Chaffee County Sheriff's Office and the Buena Vista Police Department received information of an individual who was in possession of a large quantity of fentanyl at his residence north of Buena Vista. A search warrant was obtained and a search was executed on the residence. During the search, officers recovered approximately 65 grams of fentanyl, approximately 600 pills, and numerous firearms, one of them being a reported stolen handgun. Arrested in the residence were Christopher Foreman, age 50, Buena Vista, and Savannah Lane, age 23, Buena Vista. Both parties were booked into the Chaffee County Detention Facility. And finally, in arts and culture, Arkansas Valley Music and Dance, or AVMAD, is inviting the public to the Buena Vista Community Contra Dance from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd at the Congregational Church located just behind the post office at 217 Crossman Avenue in Buena Vista. The Buena Vista Community Contra Dance occurs on the first Saturday of each month from September through May. No partner or experience is necessary for community members to join in the dance. Donations and tips for the live band are appreciated and encouraged. Contra dancing is similar to square dancing and is done by people of all ages. Each dance will be taught before it is performed to live music. Callers announce moves to help guide the dance, which makes it friendly to beginners. The event is sponsored by AVMAD and the Country Dance and Song Society. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, February 8th at 9:45 a.m.